Federal News Radio has reported two more federal contractors have been suspended from doing business with the federal government. The Washington Post reports DHS contractors EG Solutions and Multimax Array First Source are accused of working with a larger company to defraud the government. Last month, you may remember, GTSI was suspended for allegedly receiving small business contracts. Now, that firm has been reinstated, but all of this is all part of a new enforcement effort by the Small Business Administration. And Rob Burton, with the Venable Law Firm and a former deputy administrator at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, joins us with some tips for companies that might want to avoid these kinds of problems. Mr. Burton, it's always great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hey, Amy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, first, let's take a step back and look at how SBA is handling this and what we've been seeing in the past, well, 3 or 4 weeks. This enforcement effort, I mean, since I've been covering the federal government, it just seems like a lot in a very short period of time. How do you see it?
Well, Amy, I think it's rather historic because as far as I can recall, SBA has never taken a suspension or debarment action against a contractor. And I think what it does signify is that SBA is taking more of a leadership role with respect to government-wide suspension and debarments. And as you know, their actions have government-wide effect, which is very significant.
So is this, since this is historic, does this indicate that this is happening more frequently, or they're able to do more about it, or did they have the authority and not the ability to enforce? I mean, what was the issue?
Well, no, they've always had the authority. I think they always sort of led it to other agencies. And for example, DHS may have been able to take action here as well. These were DHS contracts. I think they have always sort of let another agency take the lead. My only concern in this, a lot of people think, well, this is the new SBA, and it's there is an ongoing SBA IG investigation, as a matter of fact, so we may very well see more developments. But the companies that SBA took action against were the centerpiece of a Washington Post investigative article about abuses where small businesses conspire with large companies to get small business set-asides, and then the small companies don't do any of the work, and the large company does 99% of the work, which, of course, is illegal. I'm wondering if SBA did focus on these companies because of the Washington Post story, and had that not surfaced, would SBA have taken these actions? And that remains to be seen. But as I say, we may see more coming out of this ongoing SBA IG investigation.
Why would a company do something like that? I mean, what's the upshot? If you're a small business, don't you want to be able to prove yourself, or am I super naive?
Well, you know what I'm surprised about with respect to this whole case is just how these companies seem to do this rather frequently. And there were a lot of commentators after GTIS was suspended that indicated, boy, well, this is just business as usual, and there are many more cases to come down the pike, which I was sort of startled at. But I do believe that a lot of small businesses don't even know the rules, that they don't realize that they're supposed to do over 50% of the work if they, in fact, get a set-aside contract. And they tend to compete for jobs that they're not eligible for and rely on these large contractors to do the work. Sometimes this is not fraud or a conspiracy. Sometimes it's just a lack of understanding of the rules.
So let's clarify some of these rules, because there are some lessons to be learned here for other contractors or other companies that don't want to get sucked into this kind of web, either because they had intent or because they just fell up over the rules.
Well, I think that's right, Amy, because even the large businesses sometimes deal and contract with small businesses that are not really small, and the large businesses don't do their due diligence. Our whole procurement system is very much based on self-certification. We trust people, mm-hmm. and these small businesses self-certify that they're in fact small. So I would say for the large companies, they need to do their due diligence, make sure they in fact are dealing with small businesses. Then small businesses, in order to make sure this doesn't happen to them, have to be very sure they do at least 50% of the work when they get a set-aside contract, and they should not bid for contracts that are not qualified to perform. And this is really going to get a little bit more risky for contractors, both large and small, because the president back in September, Amy, signed the Small Business Act, where there is tucked away in that law a new legal presumption of fraud if, in fact, you misrepresent yourself as a small business. So it's really unusual, this presumption that if, in fact, you said you were small and you're not, we are going to assume it was a willful act on the part of the small business. And so now the government can easily prove criminal or civil fraud with respect to small business miscertifications.
We're talking with Rob Burton with the Venable Law Firm, a former deputy administrator at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. And the first thing I thought was, well, that whole innocent until proven guilty thing's just right out the window with that assumption of fraud there.
This is very significant, and I do believe what this indicates is that Congress, at least, is really cracking down on some of these abuses. So I do believe that SBA is going to take its cue from Congress and make sure that they enforce some of these small business set-aside rules.
Now, you were talking about some of the lessons learned for both small businesses and large businesses. They cross over each other. Is there any intersect there, or you see specific lessons for small businesses to follow specific lessons for large businesses?
Well, if in fact, no, I don't know that there is. I do believe, though, that there has been a cavalier attitude about some of these small business set-asides, and I do think even federal officials have a lesson learned here, because there are indications that some federal officials have geared contracts to large companies through small businesses, really wanting to get the work to the large contractors and avoid the competitive process. So they're really, I think the lesson here for everybody, the federal contracting workforce, the small businesses, the large businesses, is that it really is a new day, especially with this law that Congress passed and the ongoing SBA IG investigation and these actions by SBA. It really suggests that we really need to make sure we're following the rules and know what the rules are. I do also think small businesses are exceptionally at risk, because sometimes they don't know for sure if they're a small business. The rules are so complicated, and this is one area I think Congress needs to engage on, mm-hmm. is make the rules easier with respect to whether you are a small business or not. You know, it depends on the number of employees you have, your annual revenue. There's no simple rule with respect to whether or not you are a small business, and this makes it very difficult for some businesses, because they really are trying to comply with the law in some instances, but they simply don't understand the rules.
So you're with Venable Law Firm, and Venable, I understand, is hosting an event to help contractors navigate these waters. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Amy, that is going to be on December 7th at our Venable offices in Tysons. It's a lunchtime program. Everyone's welcome. It's between noon and 1:30. And some of the attorneys that were involved, actually, in representing the small business that raised some of the allegations regarding GTSI will be speaking at the event.
All right, terrific. And that's December 7th?
It is.
All right, and we will link to it on our website. Rob Burton with Venable Law Firm and a former deputy administrator at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. Always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Amy, thanks so much. Have a good day.
And we invite you to learn more and listen to this entire interview on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. We'll have all the links you need there, too.